Jacob has the best of both worlds. Hindsight is 20/20, and he can predict the future. So you'd think he'd have it made in his role, but in a moment you'll see that things don't always work out the way you'd think. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing, and thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
Jacob Thompson is armed with a .62 Springfield when he is reenacting Civil War battles. He says his skills are close to those of a well-trained soldier of the 1860s.
Personally, I can do two rounds and get halfway through the third round in a minute. I know guys who can do the three rounds a minute, which was supposed to be the average time for a well-trained soldier.
Jacob is a first corporal for the 17th Missouri. Commanders from each side usually meet beforehand out of public view to determine how the battle will be reenacted that day. That doesn't mean it will actually play out that way, though.
I did a reenactment in Franklin, Tennessee. According to the battle, the Confederates charged over a mile field and basically ran at trenches three times repetitively in a straight line. When I did the reenactment, the Confederates did one hard push, and they definitely broke scenario and jumped over the trenches and tried to do some really crazy stuff. We had commanders running all over the fields trying to reorganize.
Good commanders will rally the troops and get the battle back on track, much like a commander would have done in real life.
Of course, we shoot blanks, but the real premise of it is, and almost the theory that they would still use during the Civil War, is to move quickly. And if they were to be facing you in a straight line, you would move as quickly as you could to their side to expose their side where they have no weaponry and just open up on them, and that will push them back. The more pressure you use and the more manpower you use usually is what equals what's pushing.
A reenactment usually takes place over a weekend, with the actual battle anywhere from 15 minutes to over 2 hours. Some battlegrounds are actually paying men to show up to fight these days, just as they did during the Civil War. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Silex, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.